February 12, 1904, when the soul is identified with the humanity of Jesus, none of her works are dispersed. Obedience and the saints want Louisa to remain on earth as victim. Continuing in my usual state, with more suffering, blessed Jesus came, and from all parts of his humanity many rivulets of light came out, which communicated themselves to all the parts of my body. And from these rivulets that I received, as many other rivulets came out of myself, which communicated themselves to the humanity of our Lord. In the meantime I found myself surrounded by a multitude of saints who, looking at me, were saying among themselves, "If the Lord does not concur with the miracle, she will no longer be able to live, because she lacks the vital humors. The circulation of her blood is no longer natural. Therefore, according to the natural laws, she must die." And they were praying blessed Jesus to make this miracle that I might continue to live. And the Lord said to them, "The communications of the rivulets, as you see, means that everything she does, even the natural things, are identified with my humanity, and when I make the soul reach this point, of everything that both soul and body do, nothing is dispersed, everything remains in me. On the other hand, if the soul has not come to identify herself completely with my humanity, many works she does are dispersed. But since I made her reach this point, why can I not take her?" Now, while they were saying this, I said to myself, "It seems that everyone is against me, obedience does not want me to die. These are praying the Lord not to take me, what do they want from me? I don't know why they want me to be on this earth almost by force, far away from my highest good." And I was all afflicted. While I was thinking of this, Jesus told me, "My daughter, do not want to afflict yourself. The things of the world are most sad, and they get worse and worse. If the point comes for me to give free vent to my justice, I will take you, and then I will no longer listen to anyone."